Hello and welcome to another episode of Welcome to the Future, the podcast where we review products that are going to make our future the technological utopia that we never thought we'd be able to achieve. Dom,
yes,
what are we talking about this week?
So excited to just get a glimpse of the future that's coming to all of us. You've tasted salad before, but have you tasted a gene-edited salad where boffins have edited the lettuce leaves to get rid of the bad bits and keep the good bits? That's not freakish at all.
What could go wrong? Said the person who just read Day of the Triffids. said the person who hasn't read Day of the Triffids. Plus, we're looking at the DigiDog, which is being rolled out by the New York Police Force.
Is that a hot dog? Oh, it's a policing dog.
A policing dog?
Oh, well, the NYPD are known for their sensitivity, so I'm looking forward to this dog murdering unarmed civilians.
Plus, we're looking at a solution to the very big problem of shoes.
Okay. Stay with us after this.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Where shall we start on this bright, bold future of ours this week, Charles?
Well, should we start with the moonwalkers, the shoes?
The moonwalkers? I'm intrigued.
By a company called Shift. They are AI-powered shoes.
Why?
Okay, Dom, what is the problem with shoes?
Whenever you ask me this, I never know. they're not. Clearly, there's something that AI can solve. I mean, I remember from Back to the Future, the shoes that were self-lacing and tightening. I think Mike actually released a pair of those at one point.
Yes.
But I'm assuming something more than that.
Oh, yeah, way more than that. You got to tighten your own shoes and put them on yourself.
Well, I want the shoe to tell me where I'm going. I want the shoe to know where I'm trying to go and how fast I need to walk. I want it to basically do the thinking about my direction for me.
Wrong. No, that's not the problem. The problem with shoes is they're not fast enough, Dom.
Well, that's true. Certainly I've been criticised for walking slowly for many years.
That's true. Mm. So I think these shoes would be perfect for you because what they do is they use AI to – they've got wheels on the bottom of them and they use AI to sort of balance you so that you, as you walk, so you still got to walk, but they sort of then give you a little bit of an extra boost and make you walk faster.
I think I saw these on MKBHD's podcast, and it kind of just pushes you along. Almost as though it sort of becomes a roller skate briefly halfway through the stride.
Yes, but because it's using AI, it's a bit like the Segways or something like that, where it sort of balances you up.
Wow.
And it's very easy to do. Like it's there's no sort of sense that you're going to fall over. It sort of self-balances you.
Are they aware that a moonwalk is a reference to Michael Jackson's walk, where you look like you're going forwards but you actually go backwards? Is that what the shoes do?
Well, no, they don't. They don't. I think that it's more like the moonwalk, the original moonwalk, which is like Neil Armstrong. Where
one small step and it's a giant leap.
Yeah, where you're actually – yeah, exactly. Where because it's sort of – you look like you're sort of on zero gravity because as they're walking along – you're sort of going faster than everyone else. Anyway, there are a few tiny problems with this product.
Oh, dear.
So should we – why do you sound unsurprised?
Oh, well, it's just a shoes that reinvent walking. It sounds like quite a big objective.
Yeah. Okay, so the first one, which I didn't expect, is that they're very loud, right?
What?
They're very loud. They sort of
– they're loud.
Yeah, so imagine each step sounds like a sort of clog or something on the ground.
Oh.
Clock, 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 clock. Like that.
Does that mean that the shoes are incredibly heavy? So you feel like you're massively weighed down when you're walking? That doesn't sound good.
Well, no, I think it's more just that they've got to sort of attach a whole lot of different sensors and the the sort of the whole lot of different wheels to the ground.
Yeah,
so
right.
It sort of clunks on the ground.
Okay, so you can't walk lightly.
No, exactly. So you can't sneak up behind anyone and murder them.
Okay.
Which is a bit of a problem.
But if you did, you could get away quickly, just noisily.
Yeah, that's right. Right, exactly. Okay. The other little tiny issue, tiny really, is the battery lasts for 55 minutes on a full charge.
Well, I mean, in my case, that wouldn't be a problem because there's no way I'm walking more than that.
Yeah, right, okay. So,
but for most people, like to do Coast Trek or something, you're no good at all. What do you have to sort of stop? Are they going to put charging stations like with electric cars along the footpath so for 55 minutes?
You go an extra seven. I think maximum speed is about 7 miles per hour, which is about sort of
12 kilometres per hour.
Yeah, it's pretty quick, pacey sort of jog, really. But yeah, like as soon as you've reached about the 10 kilometre mark, your shoes conk out.
You so you save a lot of time, getting to the rest spot. Then you've got to recharge.
Yeah, all right. But then you can just use your phone or something while you're charging. And then the last problem, and I think maybe the sort of biggest problem in a way, is that they look exactly like sandals.
Really?
Yes. They don't have, like, coverings. They've just got straps, right, that you sort of strap onto your socks. And so it looks – it's the whole sandal and socks look.
Oh, my goodness.
In the prototypes that they've been testing out in the US. So, yeah.
That's not good.
The future is AI-powered sandals.
How much do these things cost?
$1,400 US, so about 2,000 Australian.
So you pay $2,000 for futuristic shoes that look like sandals.
Yes.
You look like some sort of Christian youth minister.
Yes, you totally do.
Wow.
And it's funny because the company Shift gave a pair of the shoes to this famous tech reviewer YouTuber, and his summary at the end was basically like, well, clearly the future is AI shoes. Will they be these ones? It'll be interesting to see.
Well, I mean, when you're a famous tech reviewer, and we aspire to this on Welcome to the Future, they send you this stuff and you can't be completely scathing.
No, exactly.
Otherwise they won't send you the next stupid thing.
You could see that was going on his head.
Well, I'm glad someone reinvented walking. I mean, the one thing that these things have going for them, and it's considerable, you've not yet mentioned Bluetooth.
Yeah, no, exactly. They do not connect to Bluetooth at all.
Because can you imagine the Bluetooth, and then you're walking halfway down the street and suddenly they freeze because they dropped their Bluetooth connection.
That's the other thing. No, in fact, and to control them is actually far more easy than that, which is you use a range of foot gestures to do things. So, for example, one problem that people identified was how do you walk downstairs when you're basically on roller skates.
Yeah, that would be dangerous.
And the answer is what you do is you sort of lock, you gesture your foot up, like your ankle up, and then that locks them into position and then you can sort of waddle down the stairs. That's the other thing. Like on the YouTube video that I saw, it's not elegant. It's like it's probably half speed getting downstairs. Well,
good stuff for fixing the walking. Let's go to salad because I don't know, Charles, what do you think the big problem with salad is?
Look, it's not genetically modified enough, Dom.
It's when you're ordering a salad, it's too natural.
Oh, yes. You just go, oh, I don't want all of this green crap from nature. No,
not at all. Well,
there's no silicon chips. There's nothing technological about a salad.
There's nothing good about it at all.
No.
So what they've done, the brilliant people at a company called Pairwise, is they've gone, look, we need salad 2.0. And in particular, mustard greens. Have you ever had mustard greens? The thing about them is, Charles, they're packed with vitamins and minerals, so they've got the good stuff, but apparently they've got a bit of a peppery flavour.
They're a bit bitter. Yeah, that's right.
What if, Charles, we could edit the mustard greens so that they kept all the nutrients, but that they didn't taste,
mustardy.
Get rid of the pungency gene. And they're hoping that means people will buy their expensive special mustard gene that isn't pungent over iceberg and butter lettuce, which is less nutritious.
But why wouldn't you just, like if you were them, why wouldn't you just grow a variety that people want to, why fuck with nature? Why not just grow a variety of lettuce that people like?
Because you can improve nature. Because fuck nature. Nature doesn't have human ingenuity.
But why do they want to grow mustard lettuce if it tastes shit?
So this is CRISPR.
I don't understand.
This is the gene editing technology that's going to take over the world.
Yeah, totally.
When we were worried about science, scientist playing God. This is basically the God playing device that they have. So they're going to do that. They're also going to going to try and solve world hunger with this, to be fair. It hasn't happened yet. But in the meantime, before solve world hunger.
It's always the third world, these tech, especially the scary tech. It always solves third world problems.
Yeah, but just so not yet.
Nuclear energy was always going to solve third world energy crisis.
But then we were going to use it to make bombs first. But we'll get around to that eventually. Yeah. So with this, they could solve world hunger, but instead what they're doing is making seedless blackberries and pitless cherries.
Okay, well, that's probably.
Have you ever had the inconvenience of spitting out a cherry pit?
It's just so tedious on a summer day to be lying on the couch and having to eat around a cherry pit.
It's very annoying.
Yeah.
I mean, the energy that you use to spit is annoying. No. So the good news is that in US regulations, this doesn't count as genetically modified food.
What?
Even though you directly modified the genes. Because GM food is where you take genes from another kind of plant or organism and splice it in. It's not where you edit within one particular kind. So it's fine. So they probably won't have to label it. It'll just turn up.
It's just au naturel.
It's au naturel. Yeah, it doesn't have to be labeled as such. So that's good. Yeah. So at some point you'll just get that.
Well, hang on. Can't we use the pit, you know, the seedless cherries to feed third world and solve world hunger that way?
I mean, you could. But they're not going to eat cherries, are they? So what food would you edit? It's not a staple in sub-Saharan Africa to have cherries.
How do you know?
It's for rich people. For rich wankers who want to have them at Christmas. They'll eventually get round to something like the yam or the sweet potato or the staples for that region, but no rush.
Yeah, no rush.
Look, if people die out in the meantime, there'll be a smaller market to service.
You know what I've always thought, talking potatoes, that potatoes need and which, you know, you could use gene editing technology to achieve is Bluetooth.
That's a great idea. Well, you could actually develop a potato which, when cooked, sweats out its own tomato sauce.
Actually, I'll tell you what. Oh, I like that. But what about instead of blueberries, Bluetooth berries?
Bluetooth berries. Yeah, and a chicken that has a fried coating. So you don't even need to, because it's very unhygienic to have to put it in the hot oil.
So you cross chicken with paprika and garlic.
Yeah, you know those hairless cats like in Austin Powers.
Yes.
You get a featherless chicken. It has a nice crispy coating.
And that is attracted to hot ovens.
Yeah, that's right. Swaddle a lot in there yourself. Yeah. So look, the sky's the limit with this. I just don't think we need to worry about solving world hunger just yet. Let's just make sure that some high value things that we can sell to rich people, just to test it out.
Yeah.
And then eventually we'll fix, you know.
You know what they should do? They should develop chickens or hens that lay yolkless eggs.
For egg white omelets.
And then you could have egg white omelets without the yolk.
Very wise.
Without having to deal with the yolk.
Are we going to have oranges that don't have any pith in them?
Well, I think
I like pith in oranges.
You know that oranges are genetically modified. They're not an original citrus fruit.
Really? Did we invent the orange?
Yeah, humans invented it. Basically, the mandarin and the citrone are the only two original citrus fruits. Everything else is just a fucking human invention.
So we shouldn't worry about genetic engineering because we've been doing it anyway.
We've been doing it for years, yeah.
Why haven't we evolved better humans then?
Yeah, no, I think that we're going in the other direction with it.
Yeah, that's it's a race to the bottom. There you go.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So what's the final story, Charles?
Okay, so what's the problem with dogs?
With dogs?
Yeah.
A bit of a sensitive subject. We lost ours recently.
Oh.
The problem with, I mean, the mortality.
They die.
Is a problem.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well.
The smell.
Oh, yes.
The
yes.
tendency to urinate on everything.
Yes.
The tendency to lose control of their bowels as aging happens and vomit and poo all over the carpet constantly. Mm. Just to choose a random example
from
the past year or two. Yeah.
Well, luckily, this next product solves all of those problems.
Wonderful.
Plus, it can arrest you. So,
really?
Yes. I think the lack of police powers has always been my problem with dogs, frankly.
The real Inspector Hound.
Yes. So New York has just bought two digi dogs. Digi dogs from Boston Dynamics.
Oh, my God. Hang on.
Yep.
Boston Dynamics is the company that makes those incredibly terrifying robot videos.
Yes.
Are you telling me that not only those robots from those videos are in the wild, but they're police officers?
Yes. So the thing is, New York tried this back in 2020 and there was such a public backlash against them from doing it. They actually got rid of the dogs, sold them off and said we're never doing that again. Fast forward to 2023, they've decided, no, we can afford it now, we're going to do it.
Right.
So, but it's slightly different. So you might remember that video from Boston Dynamics.
I remember the dog that they had, yeah. It was really scary.
And remember that video where the two scientists were kicking the dog, the robotic dog, and it kept on getting up? And it actually went viral because it caused this whole sympathy in everyone.
Oh, was that a deliberate attempt to get sympathy for fake animals?
Yeah. But right. The thing is, that one that Boston Dynamics had, one of the reasons why it had sympathy was that it had a head. It looked like it had a head.
Oh, right? Yeah.
So these ones in New York, they didn't buy the head option.
Oh.
So they don't have heads. They're just, like a headless dog. Yes.
Right.
And so the result is they are unbelievably creepy. And so Scientific American just came up with an article the other day pointing out that there are genuine psychological studies showing that what they have bought is an incredibly scary sort of...
Well, probably on purpose to achieve compliance.
Okay.
I'm just looking at a video of this thing. It looks like a gun on legs.
Yes, that's right. And it's got a whole lot of cameras. So it can invade your privacy and then if it assesses if you're in a sort of poor enough minority, it'll shoot you, presumably.
Anyway,
So they cost $750,000 for two dogs, right, which is a bit over $1 million Australian.
Sure.
This comes at a time, at the same time that they announced this, they also announced a 4% cut in the staff wages of the budget.
Oh, you've got to pay for them somehow.
So it was seen as not particularly diplomatic the way they launched it. But
the people who criticise it will get a visit from the robot dog.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you want to rethink your criticism?
So what they have advertised it as doing, like the police force and the mayor launched it and said, look, this is going to be about clearing bombs away from, you know, terrorists who plant bombs in New York and, you know, rescuing people in fires. Now, they did try and do a demonstration of that, but the dog couldn't get over the first bit of mess in the sort of fake fire that they did. And so instead, guess where they're using it?
I'm just going to randomly say crowd control.
Nope.
Shooting poor people?
Yes. They're going to, they're rolling it out to public housing precincts.
Well, it can't possibly cause more human rights violations than human officers.
Yeah. Well,
in the NYPD. But they do look terrifying.
Yeah. So they're purposely terrified because they've got no face. Apparently, psychologically, according to Scientific American, their movement is done in a way that humans interpret it as creepy.
Yes, like, well, it's sort of got this relentless marching thing.
Yeah, it doesn't look like anything that humans know.
I mean, I feel, Charles, as though didn't Robocop already explore this territory and find it a chilling dystopia?
Yes.
So we've already established. And Robocop looked a lot more like a, you know, well-known, I think it was part human. Mm. And that was creepy and terrifying enough.
Yes, and the latest series of Black Mirror actually had an episode where dogs actually take over and start killing everyone.
Well, aren't we already well aware that Black Mirror is not fictional?
I mean, it's not just fiction, yeah.
Actually, whenever they come up with an idea, it just happens. Like the social credit score thing in China
was based on
Black Mirror.
They should have called their show Welcome to the Future.
They should have.
Yeah.
But we did.
Yeah.
What a wonderful idea. So we're getting these in Australia?
No, but the good news is, so if you're worried about the dystopian hellscape that it's creating, the good news is they do have a Bluetooth connection, which means that if you are being pursued by one, all you have to do is try and sync with the Bluetooth and connect to it. And it'll fuck up and get really confused and die.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Just ping it. Just airdrop it a picture of your penis. penis,
yeah,
and I won't know what to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Fantastic.
Unless it's a black penis, in which case it'll shoot you.
What a fantastic future we live in. And this is. Let's just remember, by the way, that for those who care about American politics, the mayor of New York is not only black but a former cop.
Yes,
Eric Adams.
Eric Adams,
decided that this is the future that he wants.
Yes,
robot dogs.
Yes, Bluetooth robot dogs.
I suppose.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm sure, though, if you wore the moonwalkers, you'd be able to run away you from would. Them.
I suppose if it's got an autonomous computer brain, it's less likely to be racist than a human cop.
Yeah, although if it's learning by AI, doesn't it just...
Oh, yeah, forget it.
Yeah.
That's all over. Yeah. Gear is from Rode. We're part of the Iconoclast podcast network. And the next episode of this podcast will be brought to you by robot podcast presenting dogs.
Ooh, okay.
They're going to kill us, obviously, in the meantime. Down, deadly boy.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.